Good morning and welcome to your Monday Morning Detox. It's Katie here, ready to start you off with a whole new year, whole new month, whole new week. The topic this month, male-dominated workplaces. Doesn't even need to be just your workplace where you show up to work. It could be that you're a small business person or you're independent and you end up in a lot of situations where there are mainly men. Well, it's something to keep in mind because when you start to put your radar up for what's happening in environments that are more men than women, you'll find that, and this isn't any sort of exaggeration, but you'll find that the conversation changes when there are more men in the room. Now, Rosabeth Moss Kanter, you've probably heard me quote from Harvard Business School, states that that tipping point is 30%. Whenever 70% or more of the people in a room are of a certain ilk, whether it's gender, whether it's background, whether it's expertise, whether it's the nationality or race, it will become kind of that locker room effect. Well, true. It's really kind of quirky. I think it's in some cases humorous the way it happens in a male-dominated workplace when we talk about the gender effect. So how do you recognize when that tilt is happening? I'm going to call it a tilt because it tends to change the culture. It tends to change what is acceptable or the flavor of the way that communications and decisions happen. It's very important for you to know as a leader because it will affect the way that you insert yourself and the way that you feel comfortable or not. It's super important that you're aware of that and you pay attention to it. It might be that you look for the tilt and you don't see it. That's fine. But we're going to challenge you this month just to be looking out for it. So this first week, how to recognize that tilt in a male-dominated workplace, how to recognize that that is happening. Remember that this can happen just in interactions as well. If someone tends to be dominating and he's a man, he might be urging that his way of doing things happens. That can happen as well. So let's take a look at a couple things to look for. First of all, the challenge. Look for reactions that others are taking to an idea that you may put out there. Classic example, if you've ever been sitting around a table with mostly men and you state something, here's an idea, you get maybe a lukewarm reaction. 5 minutes later, somebody else around the table, a man as a matter of fact, states almost the exact same thing, almost word for word, and gets a round of applause or gets people jumping in and backing the idea right off the bat. That has happened to me before. I have tested that by questioning other women whether they're in those situations as well, and they have said, oh yeah, happens all the time. Now, I don't think it's malicious intent that men do this, but there are ways of listening that get filtered naturally sometimes through the genders. So listen for reactions to the way that you propose ideas or you put thoughts out there. Secondly, you've got great sensing abilities. Use those. There are undercurrents that often happen in interactions, in meetings, in face-to-faces, in negotiations. Look for what's happening. Body language. Is somebody accepting you? Is someone closed off to you? Are there power plays that are going on? Those sensing abilities can really give you beacons as to what might be going on. And if you pay attention to them, you're more likely to see them, obviously. Third, toss something out there in the conversation that's not the norm. Something that you might be comfortable with, such as reflecting empathy, stating to somebody else in the room, oh, that must have been tough for you. Oh, I can see how that's a challenge. That's an empathetic statement, and it's not a natural thing for a man to state. So if you do it, it can often kind of ruffle the feathers or at least shake up the environment to where they're listening a little bit more to you. Another item that you might toss out there is slowing down in the conversation so that the group can make a collaborative decision-making, stating something such as, well, let's take a minute and see what everyone thinks about this. Now, those aren't the norms, those approaches, but tossing them out there in order to see how people might react to them could give you an indication as to how you are or are not being accepted. And I'll end with a brief story. I was in a meeting recently with, there were probably 8 people in the room, and I may have been the only woman. I think I was. I suggested, for the sake of efficient conversations that as we were chewing through the topics, the issues that we had on our agenda, that each of the people around the table, that if they needed to contribute something, that they just check with themselves ahead of time to make sure that it was value added. Now, what was happening is there was a lot of posturing going on. So people would take, and yes, these were men that had certain levels of authority, they were taking up airspace, airtime, in order to posture themselves, in order to make sure that other people knew they were involved and they knew what they were talking about. It's essentially a waste of time when you talk about group dynamics. If somebody is saying something just so that they sound intelligent, we don't need to spend the time doing that. If they're careful about contributing their statements as to making sure that it's something that's useful towards the problem solving, that's worthwhile. I simply challenged them to check with that before they said it, and I did it pretty bluntly. Well, you should have seen the stares that I got back. They were absolutely flabbergasted that I would come up with something like that. On one hand, it was an indication to me that it clearly was a male-dominated meeting space. And on the other hand, it was pushing the limit just a little bit so that they started thinking outside of the box as to what they were doing when they got in their rut, their group think, that was along natural male-dominated lines. So I'll leave it at that. I know that you've got a lot on your plate for this month. I hope that this is something that helps you grow, helps you feel comfortable. May you be happy. May you be productive. May you have a balanced week. Keep in touch. Here's your 4 minutes of music.